welcome to Camus na Crois, the Bay of the Cross, and behind me, Kingearloch Church, one of our many churches that remains closed. Our worship continues. Welcome, welcome to you all, to Kingearloch Parish Church. We gather with the whole church around the world. And even if you feel alone, withdraw with intention today, in this moment, to be with God. If you feel any fear, bring it to Christ that he may help you walk as the individual that you are. Worship as you can. Let us gather together. Let us worship God.
This is a group of people walking along the shore near Sana Bay on the Ardnamurchan Peninsula. Once a year, worship used to be held there. But over the last winter, the mission hut in which we had worship blew away. Storms can come and go so easily. But we know that whenever we come to worship, we can bring all our worries and concerns and cares with us and lay them at the feet of God. Jesus will help us to deal with them. He will be our intercessor. Meanwhile, today we bring ourselves to worship. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to worship. We come and know that you will take our prayers to God. We know that you know what it is to be afraid. You saw your friends soaked and scared on the boat in the middle of the night, and you came to them. While you were on your way, they called to you, Peter shouted out. He was so excited and courageous, and we sometimes feel excited and courageous, and we want to step out in faith and to prove our love for you. But then we get cold feet. Worries come. We find our faith isn't as deep-seated as we thought. Fear starts, our hearts beat faster and harder, and we get swamped, overwhelmed by the storms of life. Peter sank beneath the waves, called out, and you reached out your hand. You held out your hand to him as you hold out your hand to us. And you love us. You show us God's love. Together we get back to safety. Your presence with us reminds us that we are always with you. Forgive us when we forget that. Help us to trust in you. Help us to share that trust, that forgiveness and that love with those around us. Challenge us to make more safe spaces for each other. Challenge us to look after each other, to be with each other, and to show your love and care and concern whenever we see others in need. Be with us as we worship you, Lord, today and always. Amen.
After feeding the 5,000, Jesus sent his disciples back into the boat to cross over to the other side. And he took some time to be on his own with his own thoughts and prayers. Remember, he was still grieving the loss of his cousin John the Baptist. And so we pick up the story here in Matthew chapter 14. And Jean is going to read for us.
The reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on the water. Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and to go ahead up to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people away. After sending the people away, he went up a hill by himself to pray. When evening came, Jesus was there alone. And by this time, the boat was far out in the loch, tossed about by the waves, because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and screamed with fear. Jesus spoke to them at once. "Courage," he said, "it is I. Don't be afraid." Then Peter spoke up. "Lord, if it is really you, order me to come on the water to you." "Come," answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid and started to sink down in the water. "Save me, Lord," he cried. At once, Jesus reached out and grabbed hold of him and said, "How little faith you have! Why did you doubt?" They both got into the boat and the wind died down. Then the disciples in the boat said, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Have you heard the one about the priest, the imam, and the rabbit that walked into a bar? And the rabbit says, "Oh, I think I must be a typo." Actually, that wasn't the joke that I was... Have you got it? Rabbit, rabbi. Another joke. Three clergymen went out fishing one day. A Presbyterian, an Episcopalian, and a Baptist. Out in their little boat on the loch, and they weren't catching very much, when the Episcopalian announced that he had left his lunch on the shore, and he stepped out the boat, walked across the water, picked up his lunch, walked back, and got into the boat. A moment or two later, the Baptist announced that he was going to go and pick up some other fishing gear that he had left back at the car. He stepped over the side of the boat, walked across the loch, picked up the other fishing gear, and came back to the boat. The Presbyterian, somewhat bemused but not wanting to be left out, announced that he was just nipping out, but he'd be back in a moment or two. He stepped over the side of the boat, and what a splash there was. And his two friends reached out to grab him and pulled him back to the safety of the boat. Nothing else was said as the three of them returned to shore by more convenient means, rowing the little boat. And while the Presbyterian was drying himself off, the Episcopalian said to the Baptist, "Do you think we should let him know about the stepping stones?" To which the Baptist replied, "What stepping stones?" I remember once, back in the days when we met in church buildings, asking the question, what things that Jesus did do you find difficult? Walking on water was the first answer. It wasn't the answer I was expecting. I was thinking of things like turning the other cheek, going the extra mile, loving those who persecute us, bug us, and annoy us. So what are we to make of this story of Jesus and Peter walking on the water? It is a timeless tale when we reach beneath the surface of the waves to a story of faith and trust and the possibility of things that lie beyond our comfort zones. This is not a story about walking on water. As with last week's story of the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 people on the hillside, here the kingdom of God, the ways of the kingdom are enacted. Kingdom values of trust, faith, and being open to the seemingly impossible. And knowing that even in our sinking moments, Christ is there with outstretched hands to help us. It can seem as though Jesus is chastising Peter. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" scolds some of our more modern English translations. "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" But I think there's some leeway in the original Greek, given the intimacy of the moment and the immediacy of Jesus' help. A more pastoral tone might be, "Little one, you lack confidence in me. Is that what caused you to waver?" That would match the comfort that Jesus has already voiced from the midst of the storm. "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." Christ does come to you and me in different ways, in the actions, love, and teaching of others. This isn't a story about imperfect faith and transactional grace. You do this for me and receive the grace and goodness in return. Sooner or later, we all sink like a rock. This is what it is to be human. And yet, Jesus chooses to build the church with waterlogged stones. Jesus acknowledges the storm, recognizes and validates the fear. He encourages Peter and then stands or sits with him in the boat in the midst of the storm. Have courage. Don't be afraid. Words we find often in the Bible, some say 365 times, one for every day of the year. Actually, you'll find more. The underlying Greek here would be something like be of good cheer, good heart, courage. And our word courage, of course, comes from the French cœur, the heart. Don't be afraid. Be of good heart and step into the unknown. Now, don't actually step out of a boat. You'll get wet. But symbolically, are there not places where you need to step out into new places to walk towards? With our lockdown restrictions, there is understandable fear and a longing for all this to be over and return to normal. It's also been a time for individuals, families, communities, businesses, nations to step up in new directions, to step into new adventures. What's your next step? Every adventure starts with a next first step. And there may be stepping stones along the way to help you. There will certainly be friends along the way to share the journey and help you. Maybe your next step is to take time, as Jesus did, to take time with your prayers and your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your plans, your intentions. Is there a way that you can reach out for others with a phone call, a letter, a social media post? Is there something that you've been putting off? I can't do that. Something to take you beyond your comfort zone. Maybe a new hobby. Maybe that I'll do it someday thing is just right for a time such as this. Be of good heart. Don't be afraid. Step out. Step up. And know that the outstretched arms of Jesus and others will be there when you sink. And sink and fail and fall, you will. And I will. It's part of the journey to the other side of the lake. Part of the adventure of life and faith and love. Amen.
This is a photograph of the scene from a beach at Kilmore on the Ardnamurchan Peninsula. It's a place of great peace, such contrast to the world. But it doesn't mean that the busy world as we know it cannot still be in our prayers. Here's a prayer that was written by Bridget, who lives very close to this scene. Let us pray. God of peace, we pray for your people as we gather in new ways to worship you. Pray for our parishes and communities who miss the opportunities to gather together in fellowship. We pray for our young people as they return to school, and for those who have decisions to make for their future. We remember our brothers and sisters around the world, especially those who live in poverty, with the lack of clean water and scarcity of food. We pray for the people of Beirut as they struggle in their grief from the aftermath of the blast that killed and injured so many. We pray for those struggling with the effects of the last few months. Strengthen and encourage us all, Lord, as we find new rhythms of life. We thank you for your continuing love and knowing you are always there to hear our prayers. Amen.
And so, continuing in a spirit of prayer, we bring our offerings. We bring all that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we are yet to be. Let us pray. Set us free this day, giver of grace, to give without expectation of return, to receive without second guessing the motive. Set us free this day to allow your words of life and peace and challenge to reorientate and redirect our lives, our congregations, our churches, our offerings, that we might set others free and hear us as we join together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen.
Smile.
go and step out of the boat, knowing the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with you and with all those you love today, tomorrow, throughout this week, and always. Amen.